CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Money coach Emily Zillig is here on CBS Sky Radio with Fired Up with CJ. I'm Cassandra here at Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Emily for our remaining segment.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So in this segment, we're going to be talking about some really practical tools. And we were saying earlier that women, you know, we kind of get into this place where I don't know how to deal with money. I'm not sure how to deal with money. And oftentimes women allow men to just take control over the money, which is actually even more, I think, frankly, disempowering. And so the question is, what do we do to, you know, get on top of it so we have like the quintessential money skills that we need in order to be competent and good? If some awful thing happened to her husband, boyfriend, or significant other who normally handles the stuff.
Well, and I've had clients that are in the exact same situation. They had a husband that died, and they had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
And the thing about managing money in the immediate, you know, the immediate, I have money right now, as opposed to investing. Investing
right.
is bigger and scarier. And right now we're talking about what do I do with the money that's coming in.
Right.
Again, we don't talk about it in our society, and we don't. It seems like this overwhelming, scary thing, but it's actually very simple. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I have all my clients do is get in touch with what's most important to them. And we base everything about their money on what's most important to me. Mm-hmm. Because people, when you go through this work, realize that they have a lot of money that's going to things that don't really matter. Or even if it's not a significant amount of money, it's like a cable bill, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So my highest priorities are, say, family connection and growth.
Right.
And I'm paying $250 a month for cable bill.
Right.
Well, if that cable bill means that your family is sitting in front of the TV all the time and you're not connecting, you're not growing, you're not working together, then that's an energy suck.
Right.
So first, figure out what is most important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Start playing with it. Start, you want to decide what happens to your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that there's this much money coming in. What do I want it to do for me?
Mm-hmm.
And just decide, make it intentional. Instead of it being, well, the money comes in and this thing came up and I'm going to pay for it, decide in advance what you want your money to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then track it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to, you know, you do the beforehand work. This is what I want my work. Your money's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want it to do? And then you start tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Did it do what I wanted it to do?
Mm-hmm.
So there are tons of ways to track your money. You can write it down individually by hand, which I don't like because it feels like an energy suck to me.
Right.
There are online programs like Mint.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are apps that will help you track
mm-hmm.
that you can enter and or it will do it automatically. You know, whatever system it is that.
And how can I do these? Most of these systems actually, like, I can tell you everything that I want and my goals, but how do they map to the budget and do they have budgeting systems and everything in them too?
Some of them do.
Yeah.
There's a new system that's not completely, it's kind of in beta. It's called MoneyMinder.com,
uh-huh.
created by a money coach in Seattle, actually.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you enter it all by hand, but it helps you build, helps you walk through kind of this process.
Right.
And I think
that's interesting.
I think it's a paid, I think it's so much a month, $6 a month or something.
Right, which is cheap, pretty
yeah.
cheap.
Yeah. So that's another system. So it just depends. But mostly you just need to know.
Right.
If you know in the back of your head, this is what's important to me. This is what I want to achieve. And with couples, sometimes that's different.
Right.
So there needs to be a conversation about it.
Right.
What is most important to us and what do we want to achieve?
Right.
And then the rest of it kind of flows from there as long as you're keeping track of where your money's going.
Right.
If you're not keeping track of where your money's going, then you miss big energy drains. Your money starts to ooze.
Right.
And it goes to things that aren't important to you without you even knowing.
Okay, well, let's say that what's important to me is to get, like, nice shoes from Nordstrom's every month. And my husband wants, you know, ESPN every month. And we don't even have money for doing these things, but we want these. They're important to us. They fulfill us at some deep level. What do we do?
Well, in that case, the first first you can start finding ways to make more money, which is always
right.
good.
Yeah.
But I always go to what is the value behind the thing? So what is the value to you to shoes, say a $600 pair of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that, what value? So values are beauty or integrity or growth or health.
Right.
What value is it that that feeds for you? Because a lot of times it's not actually a value that we hold. It's a value that someone else holds.
Right.
So I'm going to a networking meeting and I want to give a certain impression. So I feel like I need $600 shoes.
Right.
It's not actually my value. It's someone else's value.
Right.
In which case you can do that. That's fine. And it's your decision. It's your money. But is that really, does that really help you? And do you really feel like you're getting your money's worth?
Right.
And if so,
are you that much more beautiful
right.
with those $600
exactly.
shoes? Or could you be just professional and beautiful enough with the $200 pair of shoes?
And
or
what,
your old shoes
and,
without getting new ones.
And what value are you exchanging?
Right.
So if, you know, if your husband wants to watch ESPN and you want the $600 shoes, then what is his value about ESPN? Is that
right.
a freedom thing for him
yeah.
or a relaxation thing? Or
right.
what is it? What is he getting from ESPN?
Right.
And then, again, you have to have a conversation.
Excuse for eating chips.
Right. But if you can, right. I really like fat and sugar. I mean, salt. But if you can have a conversation with your spouse and say, the reason that I want $600 shoes is because
right.
blank. It's this value,
right,
and this is why it's
serving.
Important to me. It's a totally different thing. He may still not want you to get $600 shoes,
right?
But you can you open the conversation, and it a lot of couples even you know there's secrets they
oh I know
money.
They buy stuff and they hide it.
They hide it. They
That's
and then
so weird.
You know I had a friend who said, and then you know you come home and hope to get you know you check the mail really quick to get the credit
the
card statement
bill, right,
right exactly. And you're causing all kinds of damage.
Yeah.
But again, none of this is complicated. It's not hard. It just feels overwhelming
yeah.
because there's all this emotion and mindset that we have behind it that isn't really about the money.
Yeah.
It's other stuff, whether it's in your, if it's just you or if it's in your relationship, it's other things that are feeding into
yeah.
it.
What I love
make
yeah.
it seem overwhelming.
And as a coach, these are just the same things that I do when I talk to someone about their career or their
mm-hmm.
business. It's just, it's, energy and where you're flowing your energy, going back to what we said in the first segment, and it's really getting clear with what are your goals, what are your wants, and then making creating structures to help you stay true to those. It's no different. But because it's money,
mm-hmm.
we get all tripped up and freaked out about the whole thing. So anyways, thank you so much for being here, Emily. This is fantastic. Folks, make sure to go to www.fireitupwithcj to get more upcoming shows. And next week, we're going to be talking to the founder of Moms Rising. And then we're going to be talking to someone else about mother's issues and mom's issues. I can't remember who that will be right. So we'll see you next week, and everyone have a great week.